This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China has finished a new hospital for coronavirus patients as the death toll grows. China is sending a medical worker, staff, and equipment to its just-completed 1,000-bed hospital for treating victims of the new virus that has caused at least 362 deaths and more than 17,000 infections at home and abroad. Reopening of schools has also been delayed in hardest-hit areas. VOA's Lattice Hook tells us researchers are still in the process of learning as much as they can about this virus.
Health authorities believe the virus can reproduce and exist inside the digestive tract, but have not yet determined how it is spread.
In Wuhan, Shenzhen, and even in the first virus cases in the United States, they detected new coronavirus in feces of the patients. This phenomenon indicates that the virus can reproduce and exist inside the digestive tract, but whether the virus is spread through fecal-oral transmission or through droplets containing the virus that forms an aerosol and then spreads, this requires epidemiological research to confirm.
Italian scientists say they have isolated the DNA sequence of the new coronavirus. The findings were made at the Lazzaro Spallanzani National Institute for Infectious Diseases. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
The Al-Qaeda branch in Yemen has claimed responsibility for last year's deadly shooting at the Naval Air Station Pensacola by a Saudi aviation student. The site intelligence group, which monitors jihadist websites, reported the claim Sunday. The shooter was a lieutenant in the Saudi Air Force in training at the base. He opened fire inside a classroom, killing three people before being shot dead by a sheriff's deputy. Site reports that the video indicates the shooter and Al-Qaeda were in communication at the time. This is VOA News. The third impeachment trial in American history enters a new phase this week. Experts expect legislators in the Republican-majority Senate to vote on whether or not to allow witnesses and documents so far kept secret by the White House. As VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports, senators from the two major parties seem on opposite ends of the issue.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced closing arguments in the impeachment will happen Monday, with final votes to follow on Wednesday.
Madam Speaker, the President of the United States.
The President delivers the annual State of the Union address Tuesday at the United States Capitol to a joint session of Congress.
There's nothing anywhere in the world that can compete with America.
Reports suggest the president will likely focus on his re-election campaign in his speech. But Wednesday, all eyes in Washington turn to what is a near guarantee of President Trump's acquittal before a legislative body controlled by his own party. Monday night is also the Iowa caucuses. It is the first contest that will feature Democratic candidates seeking to oppose Trump in this November's presidential election. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Democratic candidates are racing across the state of Iowa in a last-minute flurry of rallies and handshakes ahead of the caucuses, the official start of the U.S. presidential election season. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump has had a busy week with the final vote on the impeachment, and a poll suggests an odd split among Americans on the issue.
An Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll in December found Americans identified the economy, health care, immigration, and the environment as top issues for the government to address in 2020. But few expected much progress. Just 2 in 10 said they were satisfied with the way things are going, while nearly 6 in 10 were dissatisfied, and more expected things to get worse, not better. But in a January poll, 56% of respondents approved of the president's handling of the economy. 2/3 said the economy was in good shape, and only about a quarter expected it to worsen over the next year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
British police shot and killed a man they say wore a fake explosive device and stabbed 2 people in London on Sunday. Police believe the suspect is a man who was recently released from prison for Islamic-related terrorism offenses. Sunday's stabbing came 2 months after a convicted terrorist on early release from prison killed 2 people and wounded 3 others in a stabbing attack on London Bridge. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.